Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night skies over Israel are clear with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening across the nation. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah ceasefire violations, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, Israel has urged the U.S. to pressure Lebanon into acting against Hezbollah, according to Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour. Anger rises in Kiryat Shmona over continuing classes amid threats from Lebanon, reports Walla. Separately, an 11-year-old girl dies from wounds sustained in an Iranian missile strike, reports JNS from earlier today. And finally, a fragile refuge for the displaced is found in Tel Aviv's bus station, according to Forward from previous reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, a local reporter, shared images from an IDF attack on Al-Khayyam in southern Lebanon earlier this evening. Ynet News reported that Israelis are rushing to buy dollars due to a currency drop, causing a nationwide shortage, just this hour. Adam Louis, a photographer, posted images capturing the tense atmosphere in the region just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in Lebanon. Netanyahu's directive follows rocket fire from Lebanon into the Galilee Panhandle and alerts of drone infiltrations. Ynet reports the situation remains tense, with potential for further escalation. This action underscores the fragility of the current ceasefire. Turning to diplomatic efforts, Israel's call for U.S. intervention highlights the complex regional dynamics. The Jerusalem Post notes Hezbollah's significant influence, citing its alliance with Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabi Berri. The outcome of these diplomatic talks could shape future stability in the region. Meanwhile, residents in Kiryat Shmona express frustration as classes continue despite security threats. Walla reports parents are concerned for their children's safety, fearing they are left vulnerable. This criticism reflects broader concerns about civilian safety in conflict zones. Separately, the tragic death of Nessia Karadi, reported by JNS, marks a somber milestone with 22 fatalities since the conflict with Iran began. Her passing is a stark reminder of the human toll of ongoing hostilities. Finally, as reported by Forward, Tel Aviv's bus station offers a shelter for those displaced by conflict. This refuge, though basic, provides essential safety during the ongoing war, highlighting the resilience of those affected. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on an Israeli brand launching a skincare series based on salmon seed, alongside new products like Xiaomi's tablet. Separately, CTech highlights Israel's unique position in defense tech, emphasizing its rapid innovation under fire as the country celebrates 78 years of independence. And finally, Globes reports Mega Ore's purchase of the Alliance Tire site in Hadera for NIS 1 billion cash, with plans to build a major data center. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.